Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome once again into the I Am the Possible Universe, the place where possibilities become perspective, guys. Yes, yes, yes. Once again, it is that time of the week for Mental Health Monday. And I want you to know that on Mental Health Mondays, we're going to be talking about the possibilities of mental health, the health, strength, vitality of your mind, right? Of your mentals, right? Of that inner man, that inner woman, right? And so today I want to share with you really quickly from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 4. I was reading this morning and I said, you know what? That's a pretty cool topic. That's a pretty cool angle to help someone out there today to regulate and to just, yeah, feel a little better about themselves, produce and create a little more mental health and strength and vitality in and through the Word of God. I don't know if you've ever picked this up before, but this was the first time I had really ever picked it up. I was reading through Genesis 4, and we all know the story of Cain and Abel, right? Cain took his brother Abel out to the field, and he killed him. Now, I don't want to go into the whole backstory because it'll just take up too much time. But if you've ever read Genesis 1, 2, and 3, this is the creation story. This is Adam and Eve, and they had children, Cain and Abel. And Cain was a little jealous. He felt some type of way about his brother Abel. And so long story short, you can go back and read it for yourself. Cain took Abel out into the field, and he killed him. Cain became a murderer. He took the life, not of just somebody, but he took the life of his own brother. Now, stick with me. We're going somewhere with this. After Cain killed his brother, and this is where I want to read directly from the text, Cain had an exchange with God that I had really never picked up on. I had read it a million times, and I saw it from a certain perspective, but this morning, probably because I needed to share it with you, my eyes were open to another perspective, another angle, something that really helped me. And I hope and pray that it's going to help you this morning. Let me read here. This is Cain's exchange with God. This was after the Lord had said to Cain, I'm going to drive you out. I'm going to push you out. I'm going to send you away from my presence because of what you've done. And this is Cain's response. And I'm reading from the Amplified version. This is the only, you know, this is my paperback right now. I've got King James on one side and I got the Amplified version on one side. I don't necessarily read this particular Bible anymore, but when I'm doing a live or when I'm doing something in terms of recording and I don't have my phone to go to my favorite versions of the Bible, then I've got to read from the paperback that I have. So bear with me if some of this is a little... sometimes it's challenging for me. So I'm going to read from the Amplified version because I can at least say those words a little better than in some of the King James English. So here it is. Here's the exchange. Then Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the land and from your face. I will be hidden and I will be a fugitive and a vagabond, a wanderer on the earth. And whoever finds me will kill me. This was Cain's concern. Someone's going to kill me if they find me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, if anyone kills Cain, number one, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. The Lord said, if anyone kills Cain, the killer, the murderer, the one that just killed and took the life of his own flesh and blood, he says, if anyone messes with you, then they're going to be messed with. If anyone deals with you, then they're going to be dealt with. Cain is the murderer. He's the bad guy. He's the guilty as charged. He's the one that's being pushed from God's presence. And God somehow is going to take revenge or vengeance against Cain or for or on behalf of Cain? Look at what it says as we go on. And the Lord set a mark or sign upon Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. So Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod. God said, not only am I going to take vengeance on anyone who messes with you, God put a mark on Cain so no one would mess with Cain. Did you catch that? God had mercy. God extended grace. God protected the murderer, the one who had killed his own brother. Now, you may be saying, if you're into the Bible, you're Christian, you may be saying, yeah, but look, he's being pushed away. He's being, you know, driven from the presence of the Lord. Yes, yes, I get that. I totally get that. But do you get that God is working with, partnering with a murderer, someone we would throw away, someone we would condemn? We would throw them in jail, lock the door, and throw away the key. This is the modern day. Let's bring it up to 2024. People who kill their brother go to jail, sometimes for life without parole. Sometimes they're being sentenced to death on the death, what is it called, death row. We are people who throw people away. We are people who just write people off. And God is saying through this text, yeah, you messed up. You screwed up real, real bad, and I'm going to send you away. But as I continue to read this story, and I won't go deep into it, Cain had a wife, slept with his wife, and began to have babies. His first son was Enoch. Dude, it goes on to say Cain built cities. All I'm saying is there was grace and there was mercy. And regardless of how you interpret it, regardless of what you can, you know, pick apart and oh, but God did in Cain, whatever you want to say, man, here's what I want to, you know, emphasize. And then I want to encourage you with. God took someone that we would condemn, criticize, compare ourselves to make ourselves feel better. Oh, well, he's a murderer. At least I haven't done something like that. Like, we would totally trash Cain. And all I know is that Bible just told me that God said, if you mess with Cain, I'm going to mess with you. And Cain, just to make sure that no one messes with you, bruh, I'm going to mark you so that anyone who finds you, they'll leave you be. That's grace. That's mercy. How often do we lack grace and mercy for ourselves? On this Mental Health Monday, I want to encourage you to consider, if God can work with a murderer, if God can work with someone that we would throw away, who are we not to work with ourselves? If God can work with Cain, who are we to not work with ourselves? If God could make provision for Cain, who are we not to make provision for ourselves? If God can say, Cain, I acknowledge that you've messed up, but I'm going to still provide for you. I'm going to still protect you. Who are we to condemn ourselves to criticize ourselves, to throw ourselves away, to get down on ourselves, to punish ourselves to such a degree that we say there's no forgiveness for me. I can't bounce back from this. There is no way that God could possibly still love me, could still work with me. How dare we be so arrogant and prideful, egotistical, to count ourselves unredeemable? Because sometimes that's what we do. Unknowingly, we throw ourselves into an internal prison, and we lock the door on ourselves, and we throw away the key on ourselves. And what I'm saying today is, who are you to do that? What nerve do you have doing that? How dare you do that? Now, sure, I'm speaking to you, but best believe I'm speaking to myself as well. I'm looking over my own personal life and I'm examining it. And I'm saying to myself, where do I lack mercy for me? Where do I lack grace for me? Where do I lack forgiveness for me? This is not a message that says we are free to sin and do whatever we want to do. This is not a message that says, you know, don't care anymore. Become, less and less sensitive to the things that we're doing and saying. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the message here. The message here is, when we are at our worst, when we feel our worst, when we are at the rock bottom, emotionally and psychologically and spiritually and emotionally, that we can look to such an example and say, if God could work with someone that I know our society would throw away, then why wouldn't he work with me? If he didn't throw Cain away, he's not throwing you away. If he provided and protected for Cain, he's going to provide and protect you. That's just how it works. But let me leave you with this. He can provide for you and protect you, and you still miss it. If you hold on to the story, if you hold on to the narrative that you are unforgivable, that you are unredeemable, that you've done something so egregious, that you've done something, that you've said something, that you've thought something, that you've been something so horrible, so terrible, that God can't work with you any longer. If you hold on to that, you can't receive the protection. If you hold on to the story, then you can't receive the provision. It's there. You just can't receive it. It's the same as if I held on to this pen and I was being offered this magnifying glass. As long as I grip tightly to the story, to the narrative represented by this pen, as long as I hold on to the pen, and it's even symbolic, right? Writing your narrative, writing your story. If you're holding on to your story, if you're holding on to the narrative, guess what? You'll never be able to receive the protection and the provision. I hope and pray that you guys would receive this on this beautiful Monday morning, this mental health morning. I hope and pray that you would entertain it, consider it, give it room and space in your life to be as a seed that might take root in your heart and become a truth for you. God wants to work with you. You're never too low that he can't reach. You're never too far away that he can't find. God loves you and accepts you. I love you and I accept you. May you be blessed today. All right, guys. Have a blessed Monday morning, afternoon, and evening. Travell C.W. Lynch, Mr. What, the I Am the Possible Universe, telling you guys that I love you, I'm praying for you, and I believe in you. Let's continue to regulate. Let's continue to innovate. Let's continue to elevate. Let's continue to be encouraged. And as always, let's continue to be your possible. God bless you.